Question: is it okay to get knowledge, especially religious, from Wikipedia? Answer: we have to look at the sources which are being used. The primary source of knowledge for us is Shabda. And then, as far as Pratyaksha and Anuman agrees with Shabda, we can use that. So, if we want, say, certain information specifically, for example, certain information about, say, which year Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur started a specific thing, or which year Bhakti Vinod Thakur did a particular thing, and if that is available with proper references to authorized biographies, then that can surely be used. And the utility of Wikipedia is that it gives sources, and we can look down at the sources and find which sources are being used. So if devotee scholars or people who are, or some other devotional literature is being quoted with reference for a particular point, then using that is good. There's nothing wrong with it at all, because it's just we are basically using parampara sources only for the purpose of and is deepening our, providing some information for our outreach or our understanding. And Wikipedia is simply serving as a source for parampara, as a compiled or a organized source of parampara information for us. But when conceptual understanding is concerned, the academic mode of analysis is what is primarily used in sources like Wikipedia. Wikipedia has the standard that they use only published references, and the most of the published references today give the reductionistic, secular, humanistic view of religion, wherein everything spiritual is ultimately reduced to something material. So that's why the conceptual analysis, we have to be careful. And we shouldn't just indiscriminately take that. Now, there are some devotees who are working at an individual level to try to make the information available in Wikipedia harmonized with devotional standards. We cannot have on Wikipedia the understanding that this is the way. For example, if we have an article about Krishna, the tradition understands him to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the highest truth. Now, he is the highest truth, but that is not the way it can be presented in Wikipedia. It has to be presented that this is a traditional perspective, and then this is the modern perspective on how Krishna is seen, or how particular aspect is seen. So, if we are simply getting the tradition's understanding, and that traditional sources given for the traditional understanding are the parampara sources, that means Prabhupada, Tirtha Acharyas, or contemporary scholars in good standing, then that understanding is, again, as I said earlier, just a reference, just a compilation of parampara sources available in an easily accessible way. So, for information's sake, Wikipedia is quite useful. For conceptual analysis, for philosophical or for physical or theological understanding, then we have to be more careful, because the predominant analysis will be based on the academic perspective. And the academic perspective is more or less, as Srila Prabhupada said, like licking honey from outside the bottle. So much of the essence is missed in such an analysis. And that's why we have to be careful about that kind of analysis. It's like the information may be correct. It's like a mother who knows her child, and a doctor who's treating the child who knows about the child. So from the information point of view, the doctor may know more, but from the heart point of view, from the relationship point of view, the mother knows more. So devotee scholars can be those with a mother's heart and a doctor's expertise. And if we have that kind of information source, that is the best. But as we don't have that, we can, with discrimination, use Wikipedia also. Thank you.